the KISS 92.5 studios in Toronto.
Are you ready?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Roz.
Yes.
And Mocha.
It's Roz and Mocha. What's going on?
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars.
This is Selena Gomez.
The Chainsmokers.
Lady Gaga.
Calvin Harris.
Celestia Carr.
This is Ed Sheeran.
You're listening to my boys, Roz and Mocha.
Roz and Mocha.
My boys, Roz and Mocha.
The Roz and Mocha Show.
Between Roz and Mocha, who is your favorite?
Roz.
Mocha.
Roz.
I
think Mocha.
You guys are so funny, man.
Congratulations, Lisa! Wow!
You just won $1,000.
That is amazing. Y'all just made my entire morning. Keep it up.
You guys are awesome, man.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show.
Podcast.
Since December 22nd, you haven't ridden in the car.
No.
With Damon Moore. What was your first ride of 2018 like?
Can I answer for you?
Yeah.
My God, you look skinnier.
Oh, really?
Is that, no, about me.
Oh.
Come on, why would Maury be paying you a compliment?
I don't know why. Do you look skinnier?
I assume so. I lost 6 pounds sitting on the couch for 2 weeks.
The human eye can't detect six pounds, Maury, especially.
The other day you said 5 pounds, Maury.
No, all but today I weighed myself again. And
you weigh yourself every day?
Yeah, but well, I do the finger test where I put my hand on my belly and determine how far away my belt buckle is.
Yeah, I thought you used to put your finger in your belly button and then count the lines. Like how many... Like
a tree.
Like a tree. Like how deep... Like Maury used to determine how much weight he lost by putting his finger in his belly button and then putting his thumb on his finger and measuring how far in he could dip his finger into his belly button.
Now I do this.
What is that? What do you do?
What are you doing? Let me see.
How far my hand curves to reach
now,
the belt.
Oh, now you're not a flat belly person. You're a curved belly person.
Right. So is it curved a lot or is it curved a little?
First of all, stop putting your stomach on the desk, please. Okay? People got to work there. Okay, so I see what you do.
Right?
So you lift your shirt up. What Maury's doing is that he lifts his shirt up and then he puts his hand flat on his stomach with his fingers pointing to the floor, and then he hooks his fingertips underneath the belly part that hangs out over his jeans. And so what you're doing is you're measuring the curve. So I guess the goal is to just be able to get your hand on your belly and have no curve on the fingers.
Wait,
correct?
When the curve's gone, we can take our shirt off.
Okay, now are you actually hooking your thumb in your belly button right now for support? Because it pains you to keep your arm in that position for so long.
sort of hang it there?
Sort of hang it there. It's like, you know when a cowboy used to hook his thumb into the top of his jeans?
Sure.
That's how Maury stands, but only he stands with his thumb inside his belly button.
So that's a test that you do?
Yeah.
And how's that been going for you?
Good. There's less of a curve.
Okay.
There's still a curve, but less of a curve.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you feel good about it. So how much weight do you say you've lost?
I said 6 pounds.
Doing what though? Like, are you doing
sitting.
Anything? Just sitting. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not, you're not actively trying to lose weight.
Well, I mean, actively, I guess, yeah, not actively at all, no.
But what did you do differently?
I didn't have cookies around. I didn't have snacks around. That's not true.
That's not true at all. We all know that.
Caught himself in his own lie. I had to stop it right away. What snacks? I'm curious.
Oh, Coca-Cola flavored popcorn.
Oh, jeez. You went all out, huh?
That's very extreme. Okay.
Well, sugar cookies.
Uh-huh.
A Christmas cake, a Christmas log, those are good.
Okay. So no snacks then.
No.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
I finally have to tell you about my experience with jury duty.
Mm.
Just sort of stay with me here.
Okay.
Because it's a very involved story.
Okay. Because you were gone for 3 days.
I was gone for 3 days.
From the show.
Yeah. So as you know, I did get my notice for jury duty.
Ah, womp womp.
Womp womp. But it is a dream of mine to do jury duty.
It is.
Which was kind of dope.
Okay.
Also meant that I was going to miss a couple days on the show.
Yes.
Okay. But the first thing you find out when you get to jury duty is they tell you that it is an honor to judge your peers, which is what I do best. So totally worth it. However, the morning of jury duty, I totally wake up with pink eye.
No!
Yes.
Oh, no, that sucks!
Okay.
And also so gross.
Okay, but my hair did look dope that day.
Positive, okay.
Positive, okay. So jury duty starts at 8:30, and this is Monday morning, and I wake up, and there's a massive snowstorm.
Yeah.
And my
that's right.
Right, yes. So my Uber was going to be 25 minutes late, and it was going to cost me $65. However, I go outside. There is a cab right there. Cost me $22.
No.
Not bad.
Okay,
right?
Perfect.
So at this point of feeling awesome, but there's still the idea, and I'm dealing with pink eye, which I knew was going to be a problem.
And gross.
So gross. So when you get to jury duty, you walk into this huge room full of miserable people. Nobody wants to be there. And everyone's looking at me like I'm a huge douche because I walk in wearing sunglasses and don't take them off.
And they
know. Okay.
Oh, and you know, every single person in that room is thinking the exact same negative thing about
you. Yeah. Nobody's thinking pink eye.
No. Not at all.
Okay. So they tell us that this is supposed to be all week, like a full 5 days.
No.
Yeah. And they're like, just so you know, we have you here until Friday. If something else happens, that's
worse.
Okay.
The worst.
Yeah. Okay. And that's 5 days of sitting, basically doing nothing while you're just waiting to be called to a jury. So they hand out this sheet, which allows you to write down an excuse to get sent home.
Perfect.
Right? But again, I want to be there.
But you're the only one in that room of hundreds of people that have that thought process.
Right. So at this point, I'm getting recognized like crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, because I've been there about 45 minutes now.
Okay.
There is a ton of fans down there.
Yeah.
But when everybody meets me, they're meeting me wearing sunglasses inside, and I'm fist bumping people with a leather glove on my hand like some sort of eccentric weirdo.
Hold on. You never said that you're still wearing leather gloves.
Because I don't want to touch anything. Okay. However, they still got to meet me.
Wait, so were people asking to take pictures and stuff?
No, because there's no pictures allowed. Right? That's the one thing that they tell you.
So they just got memories.
Yeah. The good memories too. Listen, stop complaining. You got to meet me. Okay. So I fill out the sheet and I let them know that I have pink eye and that it's probably contagious and that I really should go and see a doctor because I just want to be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody who was around me, I swear, was under the impression that I just wrote the word famous as the excuse to why I shouldn't be there. Because I asked for a sheet and everybody immediately starts staring at me.
Yeah.
Okay. And there's 100 people who are in line with their sheet of why they can't go. And some real tough stories too, like single parents, people who are like, if I am here 1 minute past 10 o'clock, I will lose my job.
Yeah.
Right. So there's a lot of stories of why people feel that they couldn't do that. They can't do jury duty.
And they get out of it.
So they take the 100 sheets of paper and the guy goes, he takes the stack and he goes, okay, so we're going to get to these in about an hour. So just sit tight. However, juror 4818, Roz Weston, please come with me.
No.
Yeah.
This is still day one?
This is the first 15 minutes.
Oh my God. Yeah. So for sure you're being judged.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
Okay.
Everybody knows.
Yeah. So I walk up to the desk and the guy looks at me and goes, what's going on with you? And I go, I think I need to see a doctor. And he goes, okay, cool. Go ahead. Take it easy.
Hold on. What?
Yeah. So I'm dismissed.
On Monday. 15 minutes in. So why were you not here Tuesday or yesterday?
And everybody is thinking that I legitimately wrote famous on my sheet because I walk out of there wearing sunglasses like Barack Obama. Yeah. See you later, folks. You know what I mean?
Fist bumping on the way out.
Okay, so I leave the courthouse on Monday morning.
Yeah.
And I call the doctor and then they say it's going to be a 2-hour wait to get in, which is terrible. However, I get there and I get right in. So the good news was that I did not have pink eye. The bad news is that I have shingles on and in my eye.
Hold on. What?
So that's where I've been for 3 days, is dealing with eye shingles and not jury duty. I got out of jury duty at 10 a.m. Monday morning.
Hold on. What? You're not serious.
Yeah. Yeah, I have shingles in my eye, and it is the most excruciating thing I've gone through since kidney stones.
Okay, hold on a second. So this whole time, when all of us, every single person that knows you, and people who listen to this show, we all thought that you were caught up in
the trial of the century.
Serious.
Yeah.
Jury duty.
Right.
And you were nowhere near the building.
No. I was dealing with recovering from shingles. 5 doctor's appointments, specialists. I have to go see an eye doctor every other day for the next 2 weeks.
What are shingles?
Okay, so shingles is kind of like chicken pox part 2.
I thought it was just adult chicken pox, but
I've had chicken pox. So you can get
shingles even if you had chicken pox. Yes. I thought I was in the clear.
No. But you are pretty much in the clear unless you have not had chicken pox.
Wait, but you have it in your eye?
So
I didn't know you can get shingles in your eye.
Neither did I. Neither did I. And it's basically like there's like a cut on my eye. Google okay. right now. Use your phone, Maury. Google right now eye shingles.
Okay.
Oh, God. Don't show me anything.
Because I haven't done this. Catherine was doing it last night.
Is it catchy? And,
it's not. It's not. It's,
you mean contagious? Yeah, the word that adults use, Maury? Yeah,
yes, Maury. I'm doing. I'm doing fine, by the way, Maury. Thank you for asking.
Make sure I'm okay.
Maury just tucked his hands into his sleeves.
Is it catchy?
Is it catchy?
Which eye? Is it your right eye?
My right eye. Yeah. And I'll tell you, all morning, man, I've been straining to keep my eye open to the other one, just so you didn't say, hey, what's the matter with your eye? Because right now it feels so comfortable. What do you see, Maury?
No. Oh my God, there's like eyeballs with like red crap all over them. And
dude.
And so sometimes it comes out of your eye.
Oh, it was my eye was closed yesterday morning. But when I woke up yesterday morning, I had to take my fingers and pry my eye open and then put the drops in it. And so the shingles went down and they follow a nerve on your face. So I had them on my face right here and then all around, just like kind of up my nose and everything. Yeah. Like, it was the most painful
thing.
Yeah,
like in the pictures.
Just like in the pictures. Yeah, I'm famous. anyway, so that's where I've been. I got excused from jury duty within the first 15 minutes because I had a medical issue. And then I thought that it was just going to be routine pink eye where I would have been here the next day. But it turned out that it was shingles. And they had to check. I was being checked for glaucoma because they're like, you can go blind for this, bro.
Yeah, you can get a prescription for weed for that. Right? You don't got to wait till summertime. You get that weed now, son.
That's true.
But you're not catchy.
In all honesty, how are you feeling?
Terrible.
Yeah.
Can I come close to you and look into your eye?
There's really not much to see, but sure, you can.
Is there anything we can do to make you feel better?
It's that one.
Yeah, it's this one, Maury.
I was trying to figure. Oh, God.
Oh, God, what?
Well, one eye looks normal, and then the other eye kind of looks like it's not your eye.
Yeah, because this one has a shingle in it.
I know, but it's half closed and stuff.
Were you not listening for the past, how many minutes? The man is in pain.
Yeah, but
you not hear everything he went through.
Yeah, but it looks gross.
Yeah, it feels, jeez, believe me.
Wow.
More. Yeah, thanks.
Self-esteem at 100 right now, right?
Thanks, Mark. anyway, so that's where I've been. So, man.
Is there anything we can do to make you feel better?
Do
you need anything?
No, I'm good.
We'll take this phone call real quick. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Susan, and I've had the same shingles that Roz has.
In the eye?
Oh. And unfortunately, they say it's very rare to get it twice, and I've had it twice in the exact same spot.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's brutal. I know, buddy, the pain you're going through is unbelievable. But
How long did it take for you to recover?
It takes a good 6 weeks.
The way that I can describe it is this with having it in your eye. Is, you know, when you get like an eyelash in your eye, how terrible that feels when you blink?
Yeah.
Okay, now imagine there's just a large piece of wood in your eye.
Oh, God. The worst.
And that's what it feels like when that's what it feels like when I blink.
So bad for you, dude.
Like blinking is the worst thing in the world. It's so painful.
But don't you have a lot of head pain to go with that?
Yeah, I get a lot of head pain anyway, Maury. and back pain and every other kind of pain. No, I'm always in a little bit of pain.
Susan, so when you did recover, did you notice, were you at 100% when you fully recovered? Or was there something different about your eye?
I still have a scar right outside my eye. I was left with a scar. You're usually left with some sort of scar around the blistered area.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
The second time was a lot better than the first, but the first was brutal. But just so you know, shingles is not contagious. You can't give someone shingles, but that goop in the blister is contagious. And you can give someone the chicken pox. So be careful around people because if you have the goop coming out.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Do you have goop coming out of your eye?
Listen, just let's not.
Story.
Let's just not, okay? I've been dabbing, okay?
Oh, no! Well, don't touch any of my stuff over here!
I'm not touching anything. You listen, if you've had chicken pox, you're fine.
I got chicken pox real late in my life,
did
high
you?
School.
Oh, really? Yeah. Huh? That's embarrassing.
Bro, come on!
Hey! The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
KS 92.5, Roz and Mocha.
Yeah, hi, good morning. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Really? Good, good. Thank you. Oh, finally the phone get on.
There you go. What's your name?
Milagros, but short name is Millie.
All right.
Millie.
Millie, it's Roz and Mocha. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm you guys' fan number one.
Oh, okay.
And, I thought you were about to say, I'm your guys' fourth biggest fan.
Oh, my God.
Imagine.
No. Sorry. My bad. My English is not that well.
Okay. It sounds great. So go on. What do you want to say?
Today's my birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you so much.
It's also Katy Perry's birthday. So you share a birthday with Katy Perry. Yeah.
Oh, cool. Mm-hmm. I just want to say, I love when you guys play when Maury was doing the turkey with his hubby. I just laughed so hard on the car. I think I almost feel it.
When Maury and Matthew were cooking the turkey.
Oh, for Thanksgiving. Yes,
it was
right.
Hilarious.
Oh, okay.
Then we'll be able to listen to it again.
You want to hear Damn It Maury and his husband, Damn It Matthew, preparing Thanksgiving dinner for your birthday?
Yes.
I don't see why not.
I love it. And actually, I can prepare extra Andy just in case.
All right. Okay. Thank you, Millie. Happy birthday.
Millie, happy birthday, love.
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Love you too. Okay, hold on.
Maury
okay.
Matthew, married couple, both of them under, I would say, 5'7". They went to the store, and for the two of them, they bought how big was the turkey?
21 pounds, I think.
20 what? 21-pound turkey for the two people, for the two of them.
Also, a 21-pound turkey that they started preparing at what time? 6 o'clock at night?
No, we put it in at like 4 in the afternoon.
They put it in at 4 in the afternoon, and by the time it was done, they sat down to eat. It was 10:30
21 pounds for two people.
No, it's already thawing. Just leave it there.
Yeah, but it'll thaw faster.
It's already thawed.
I'm just
what more do you need?
Here, it'll thaw faster.
It doesn't need it, though. It's already thawed.
Oh,
it doesn't listen.
Cut this open.
Are we supposed to put like some parsley?
Can you do whatever you want? Can you put some jasmine?
Not even jasmine. What the hell is jasmine?
It'll add some really neat flavor.
Maury?
Can we try it?
Did you need to get this big of a turkey? It doesn't even fit in our pan. What's he doing now?
I just want you to
don't
smell.
Don't you dare.
I just want you to smell the jasmine.
No.
Just smell the jasmine. It'll add to the flavors.
I will murder you and roast you. Oh, this is so much work.
Just rip it.
Maury, you have blood all over your hands and you're going to touch other things. Do not. I'm not kidding. Do not f*** with me.
Just put it in here.
I'm going to f*** lose my mind.
You have to massage the skin.
What do you mean, massage the skin?
This sounds so thankful
all this
right
work,
now.
I don't know why.
This was your idea.
No, it wasn't.
Rub the skin.
You shut up.
I want
to
lift it.
No, you have to bring the pan here.
You do that.
Bring the pan here.
Okay, I'll lift it. You're going to hurt yourself. You're going to hurt yourself.
I'm not going to hurt myself.
It's heavy. You have to save the wishbone.
Don't f***ing give a f*** about the wishbone.
That's how dreams come true.
Yeah, you know what my dream is? For this place to be disinfected because I feel like there's turkey blood everywhere.
Yeah. Oh.
You ruined the soup.
You didn't tell me to stop.
I thought there was a little bit.
You saw with your eyes. I thought you were going to tell me when to
stop. Now what's he doing? As if you know what to do with cranberries.
You just dump it in.
I'm going to shove these up. Get out of the kitchen. Go back to the sofa. Put this away. This doesn't fit in there.
Use the other end.
Get the broom. The broom isn't there, sweetie. Maybe we should learn where the broom is.
I don't use the broom.
It's not ready. It didn't pop up.
The thing's broken, obviously.
No.
Look, there's herb cut underneath it. It's fine.
No. It's not ready, Maury. Legit. Let's put it back in.
How much drier do you want this to be?
It's not cooked inside completely because the thing didn't pop up. I'm just broiling at 500 at this point. I don't give a
f-
I don't care. I'm hungry. We're never doing this again, so I hope you're enjoying this moment, because it's, like, never happening again.
You say that every year.
No, this time I mean it.
10:30. You still have leftovers more? Yeah, he does.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
One of the greatest stories to come out of American Idol, of course, was William Hung. And we have to play a little bit right now of William Hung doing Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I never get back. It's time to root, root, root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
That is my favorite William Hung moment. For two reasons. Number one, because it's William Hung. Yeah. Number two, because it actually happened at a Blue Jays game at Rogers Center.
So March 11th, American Idol is back with Katy Perry hosting. And what they have said, what the big news is, and William Hung, by the way, is on hold.
Yes.
Because he's got some serious thoughts about this. But the big news is that Idol will no longer showcase, quote unquote, bad auditions. So Trish Kinane, who is the exec producer, says this, viewers now know they've watched this show for 15 years and it doesn't feel comfortable to put borderline unstable people up and laugh at them.
Joining us on the Roz and Mocha show right now is the one, the only, the world famous William Hung.
Good morning.
I've been waiting since 2004 to talk to you.
Wow.
What's going on, bro?
Hey, I'm doing great.
Good. So I want to just read this quote one more time from Trish Kinane, who's the exec producer of American Idol. Because as you know, we just said going into this new season of American Idol, they're not going to be putting any bad auditions on the air. And this is what she said. And I want your take on this. Viewers now know they've all watched these shows for 15 years, and it doesn't feel comfortable to put borderline unstable people up and laugh at them. What's your take on that, William Hung?
Well, I think that's what makes the show interesting. Yeah, it is kind of weird for people to keep looking at those auditions. I mean, you could find a happy balance. You don't have to put so many, but I would keep them because that's what makes the show. It's the brand. It's the identity. It's what you're known for. So why suddenly change everything?
People laughed at you, but you managed to capitalize on it, right?
Yes.
You had the music video. You released an album. I believe you also released a Christmas album, which I still have at home.
Well, I was the lucky one. I was lucky.
You were, yeah. You were the lucky one. But you know, this just goes to show you that not everybody has to be what they're looking for. Sometimes you can catch lightning, and you were definitely lightning. Did you feel that people were laughing at you? Like, did you have a moment where you thought that you were the joke, or no?
I don't let that bother me anymore.
Yeah.
Because I understand that I can't please everybody. My goal at the end of the day is to entertain. Now, I won't compare myself to other people because I know there are many, many more talented people out there. But I feel that I'm entertaining people and giving people a good time. I have a good time, so why not?
Well, you won Idol without winning Idol, which is you got to be the entertainer that you always wanted to be. And I imagine you don't have that massive Idol contract on your back.
No.
What are you up to these days, William Hung?
I'm leveraging my American Idol story to help to do the speaking and coaching.
Oh, okay. So what kind of advice would you give to anyone going into the American Idol process right now?
I would say just try your best. If you don't make it, you don't make it, because singing, there's a lot of great singers out there. You can't take it personally.
Yeah. So when you say there's a lot of great singers out there, do you mean including you?
I don't. William Hung's like, you're not going to catch me with this one, bro. Hey, two things. Number one, I'm going to say to you, William Hung, my absolute most favorite memory of you performing has to be right here in Toronto at Rogers Center singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game during a Blue Jays game. That's number one. And number two, do you still remember all the words to She Bangs by Ricky Martin?
Yeah, of course. That's my signature song.
That's signature. So William Hung, on the Roz and Mocha show, for everybody in Toronto, just for old time's sake, would you please, please sing a little bit of She Bangs?
Okay. Let me see my voice here. She Bangs! She Bangs! Oh, baby, when she moves, I go crazy because she loves like it flow up, but she thinks like it be that every girl in history.
Hey! Hey! William Hung, thank you so much for joining us on the Roz and Mocha Show today.
You're welcome.
Right. Take care, brother. Hey.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
All right, Mocha, so before we get back to the podcast and take some of your phone calls, I got to tell you about this. When I travel, you know, I like to feel like a big shot.
Of course you do.
Now everybody can feel like a big shot. You can even feel like a big shot.
Hey, what are you trying to say?
Get more with Air Transat. Listen to this. When you purchase a club class seat on Air Transat, you get more privileges. Life is about what, Mocha?
Privileges.
Privileges. Like complimentary seat selection.
I like that.
Two pieces of baggage allowance. Mm. I can bring my flat iron. Rapid. Don't laugh at me. Okay. It's always the last thing. Rapid check-in counter and priority boarding. Priority boarding to me at an airport is the thing that is key.
Why? Because you look like a big shot in front of everybody.
You get to bud.
Right? No budding.
I never saw a line that I didn't want to bud in the front of. Also, priority baggage service, which is huge if you're traveling with your family. Now, in the exclusive club cabin where the seats are a little bit wider, mm-hmm. and you know me, what's the second greatest thing in life? The feel of leather against your skin is the correct answer. Leather seats and way more legroom. Now, you also get personalized service, superior wine, and your choice of gourmet meals by renowned Quebec chef Daniel Vezina. Mm. How delicious does that sound?
Very.
Okay, where do they go, Mocha?
You can learn more about club class at airtransat.com.
All right, you want to take a phone call?
Who's this?
It's Samantha. How are you guys?
Good. What's up, Samantha?
Not much. I just wanted to say thanks so much for making my mornings, guys. I listen to this every morning.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show?
Oh, since high school. So probably like 7 years, six, 7 years.
Gross. And what's your life like now?
Gross.
So gross.
What's my life like now?
Yeah.
I'm just working right now. I do social media marketing.
Okay. Did you go to college?
I did.
You did. How many years did you go to college for?
I went to York for 4 years and then I took my gap year and then I went to college again after that.
So this is when I start to feel old. So you first started listening to us in high school. So high school, college, gap year, next year, and now you're working.
Yeah.
Yeah. See?
Wow.
It's a long time. The only way for me to really put this in perspective, and I've said it before, is when you think of this show and how long Mocha and I have been together, we just throw around 8 years like it's nothing. But when you think back to high school and how long high school was and how long high school felt, we've been doing this show for two full rounds of high school.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. You guys make me laugh every morning. Damn it, Maury is incredible as well. I laugh every morning, and I'm so appreciative of you guys. I just wanted to let you guys know that.
Aw, Samantha, thank you.
You're very welcome.
And in the past 8 years that you've listened, again, high school, college, gap year, now working full time, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite? Because by now, you should have already picked a favorite.
Okay, so this is what I'll say.
Okay.
Mocha, you are I'm from Vaughan, so I get you there. We're like cousins practically.
Okay.
But I have to say Roz.
Yes.
Why? Is it because of his white skin?
Oh.
No, not at all. Oh. Roz is just a savage, and I love it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So you like Roz because he's mean?
Not that he's mean. He's just very, he's got an opinion, and when he sticks his opinion, he sticks with it, and I love that.
Right. So very mean.
So very mean. Thanks. Well, when you say it like that, I don't want the win.
Hey, no, Samantha.
I mean it so kindly.
No, Samantha, don't you worry,
sweetheart. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being so damn loyal to the Roz and Mocha Show. We love you a ton, and we hope that you have a great day today.
Thanks. You guys, too. Thanks so much, guys.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
So the movie Wonder with Jacob Tremblay.
Nope, absolutely not.
Okay, never mind. Moving on.
Nope. Let me tell you, bro, I love Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah.
He's the nicest kid, sweetest kid, great actor.
Yeah.
I will not be watching this movie.
So Owen Wilson, Julie Roberts play Jacob Tremblay's parents, and Jacob Tremblay in the movie plays a kid with like a facial deformity who goes to school in like a helmet so kids don't make fun of him. Play a little bit of the trailer.
Man,
give people a taste of this.
This trailer gets me every single time.
I know.
You are not ugly, Augie.
You just have to say that because you're my mom.
Because I'm your mom, it counts the most. Because I know you the most.
Hi. You don't have to do this. I don't know what you're talking about.
talking about, Augie?
You don't have to pretend as all I'm saying.
Augie!
Okay, I'm really sorry. Why are you sitting here then?
Because I want some nice friends for a change.
Oh, yeah.
Me
yeah.
too.
Okay. Look at my eyes.
Okay, so
come on, dude. Look at my eyes right
now. Okay, so I know Mocha's crying. Everybody's crying right now because this stupid movie.
Oh my god!
Even the trailer is just too crushing. It's just too crushing.
I didn't even play the full 30 seconds.
I know,
of that.
You can't. I don't even. I think it's impossible. I think that's like an internet challenge.
Oh my god!
To sit through the Wonder trailer. I don't think anybody's been able to sit through it so far.
Oh my god! This poor
kid. So Maury sits down with Jacob Tremblay to do the interview, and you got to listen to this because Maury feels this. You know, Maury. Growing up, right? Like, just felt like he had no friends and everything else. Maury treats Jacob Tremblay like it's his therapist, like he's his therapist.
Watching this film, I cried so much. I have not cried watching a movie like that ever. Mm-hmm. It was just so, and it was just awesome to just see that. Like, I know that growing up, I saw
Jacob
so much of myself.
No,
it was quite unbelievably emotional.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah, I my mom cried a lot. It's happy crying.
Did you pay him for that session, Maury, after the interview? No, he did not charge
really
you?
How old is Jacob Tremblay now?
I think he's like 11 or 12 or something like that.
Yeah,
11 or 12, yeah. So he did not charge you, right? Because I'm thinking right now, CBS would snap this up, man. You know what I mean? There's already the show about the young doctor out there. Jacob Tremblay, if we hired that kid, I'm going to build a show around this kid. If they hired that kid to be like, you know, a childhood, like child psychologist, but only he's a child psychologist, not a psychologist for children, but he's an actual child psychologist.
The child psychologist.
But he didn't help me through my problem.
This is what the show would sound like. People just go and sit and cry in front of a child. And then all he has to do is say, what part made you sad? Yeah. And then all your emotions come out because you feel so free when you're around children. You feel like you can say anything.
There's no judgment.
Right? So I'm gonna build that show. I'm gonna child psychologist Jacob Tremblay, and I'm gonna use this to pitch.
Oh man.
This clip. Did you recover okay, Moore?
I can never recover after seeing that
did
movie.
Did you cry a lot? Mocha cried. Listening to 10 seconds of the trailer,
you
started
see
crying.
The movie?
No, I'm not watching
Mocha
this movie.
Mocha will never watch this
I
movie.
I hope the movie does extremely well.
Yeah.
I know it's going to do extremely well, and I encourage anyone that's a fan that may want to see this movie, go watch this movie.
Yeah.
But I read the description.
Yeah. No way.
I've seen the trailer.
Too much.
Absolutely not.
My throat cried.
The Roz and Mocha Show Podcast.
Remember, Maury, before we went on holidays, Maury was struggling with what gift to get Matthew. And
it's the 1 year, I'm following the tradition of 1 year's paper.
Gotcha. Okay, so Maury was, you put a jar together. You were in here working on it with paste.
It's like a craft.
Yeah.
So I got like this little jar from, the Michelle's craft store, Michael's, whatever.
You got a jar.
And so a jar, and then
we know what a jar looks like.
Okay,
and then I went through the sections in the craft store, bought a whole bunch of stickers.
Yeah.
With like heart stickers, rose stickers.
This is kindergarten craft then.
Yeah. It's what my kid, honestly, she holds her markers in something very similar to what Maury came back to for their anniversary.
I put together letters that spelled out happy anniversary, and then on the top it was like M and diamond stickers. Inside was like each piece of paper was another memory that I thought of between the two of us, and I rolled it up and wrapped it in red string.
So again, an example of this where you filled a jar, a beautiful bedazzled jar, with memories. So give an example of one of the memories that you put in there.
Do you remember when we spent hours hiking up to the Hollywood sign?
Right.
Do you remember when we danced on stage with Diana Ross?
So did you pose them all as a question like that? Like,
no,
do you remember?
On it was a tag that said, remember when. And then so each one you say to yourself, remember when, and then blah, 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 remember when, blah, blah.
Right. And then what? Yeah. Like, so it was just that? Like, remember when we walked up the Hollywood sign?
Yeah, remember when we... you know, there was a hostage taking in our old apartment building.
Right.
Like stuff
and I
like
told
that.
You this was a terrible gift.
Wait, so what was Matt? The question is, what was Matthew's reaction when he
I opened the one from him first.
Okay, we'll get to that in a second.
I gave him, I put it in a nice bag with tissue, and he opened it up, and he was just like, oh, did you make this? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, that's sweet. Yeah. He goes, oh, I want to read them all. He read two and then closed it back up.
Right. Which two did he read?
He read Dancing on Stage with Diana Ross and the Hollywood Sign right. One.
Has he gone back to the jar since?
No, it's in the den on a shelf.
Okay, cool. And what did Matthew make for you?
He, because we never did a wedding book, so he put together this like a custom-made, elaborate photo book of our wedding with all the pictures, even pictures I've never seen, and just like incredible. Each page was like super thick, expensive paper. Like this thing, like was
like he had it printed. Like he had it printed, or he made it himself.
High end, like you know, felty paper and everything. Like,
oh, so
it was
he
like,
paid somebody to do this.
Oh yeah, it was custom done. Like
beautiful.
This, it came
what
in this
great
box,
idea.
Like
great
a custom
gift.
Box and everything.
Really?
So I opened
thoughtful.
That first, and
gift.
Then I hand him the little jar with stickers on it.
And you gave him a jar. You give him a jar with a rolled up piece of paper that says, hey, remember when we went for a walk?
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, you know what I did last night? I sous vide.
What's sous vide?
Oh, what's sous vide, you asked?
Yeah.
So sous vide is a way of cooking. Uh-huh. And it's sort of like a French culinary technique where you have this contraption that you put in a pot of water, and it looks like the you know, like the hand blender, like the whipper kind of thing.
Right? Okay.
It looks like that, but it hooks on the side of a pot.
Okay.
And what it does is it gets the temperature not too hot. Only like I did a steak last night, and it was like 129 degrees.
Okay.
So you fill it full of water. You fill this pot full of water,
yeah,
and then you set this thing. And the one that I have, like, it's Bluetooth. I can just set it on my phone, and it works.
Nice. From the couch.
And it circulates the water and heats the water. And then you take a steak or whatever you're cooking, and you put it in a Ziploc bag, and you take all the air out of the Ziploc bag, and then you put that Ziploc bag in the pot, and you leave it in there for an hour.
Is this a real thing, or are
you
trolling
me? It is a real
me?
Thing. No, I'm 100%. Dude,
you
this
cook
is,
steak in a bag in a pot.
Yeah, you cook steak in a bag in a pot.
With a machine that you control over your phone.
I'm telling you, the future has arrived.
I don't know, man.
Okay, so,
I need to see this in action.
And so, what's that?
That's like stew.
It's nothing like stew. It's like boiling spaghetti, only you're putting a piece of steak in the water. But you're putting steak.
So like you're eating wet meat.
No, because the steak is in a vacuum sealed bag. So the steak doesn't actually get wet.
Moist.
Right? No, not even at all, really. It came out sort of dryish, just as normal natural juices. So what it does is it perfectly cooks a steak. Like, so you can put it to one temperature. You can do 129, 131 for 40 minutes or 55 minutes or an hour, 10 minutes.
Cooking a steak for 40 minutes?
I cooked mine for an hour. It was in the water for an hour, 129 degrees. And then I took it out, dried it, put a pan on the oven, blazing hot with a little bit of butter and oil in it. And then I threw the steak on and literally like 20 seconds on each side, just seared it and got a really, really great crust on the outside, and then took it off and put it on a plate. So I cooked the steak on a pan for under a minute. Under a minute, and then I cut into it, and it was the perfect color all the way through. Like, not even a tiny little bit of variation. It was a perfectly cooked steak from the very, very top to the very, very bottom.
But then you don't get the charred boiled marks on it from the barbecue.
You can sear it on the barbecue if you want to.
You still can get the marks.
You can still get the marks.
You gotta have the marks.
Yeah, I don't like the marks. The marks mean nothing. The marks mean that you've burned lines into a great piece of meat.
I don't know about this.
Yes, I'm telling you. Look it up. Sous vide, and it's spelled Sousvide. Sous vide. It's. I'm telling you, it's a way of cooking. People cook like this, and they've been
sous vide.
Yes, sous. No, it's not called sous vide. You jackass. It's a legit thing. Look it up.
Steak in a bag.
No, it's not. Don't make it sound gross, because it was actually quite delicious.
All right, I believe you.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hey, let's talk about debt real quick.
Debt. Okay.
Come on in, Maury, my love.
I love debt.
No, you don't.
I hate debt.
They asked people what they would be willing to do to get rid of their debt. Now, they had student loans as a sort of a benchmark for this.
Art.
But I think that we can use all debt.
Sure.
How much do you have in debt? Not your mortgage, but how?
So parking tickets.
All right. That's let's run down the list.
Okay.
Matthew's created a parking ticket file folder.
Okay, good.
Art and the loan to pay off old parking tickets.
Okay.
So we're at three.
So you have art debt. What about credit card debt?
Oh, okay. I forgot about that. So 9,000
All
right.
What are you doing? What are you spending money on art for when you're $9,000? Does it?
I just bought a new sculpture.
Right.
Wait, where do you store all this stuff? Because you're buying art, quote unquote art, in at the, least two, maybe three times a month.
In the den or the office.
Right.
Wait. The den or the office. Okay.
A new survey, they asked people what they would be willing to do to wipe their debt clean. Mm-hmm. Maury, would you give up Instagram and Facebook to wipe your
$9,000?
No, not a chance. Really?
Not even a, like, to wipe out that $9,000 debt?
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Not a chance.
Because then how else are you supposed to get likes for being debt-free, right, Moore? Well, how are you supposed to celebrate being debt-free if you take away my Instagram and Facebook?
Who's
going to
see the art I bought if I can't post it?
Okay, we'll give you Twitter, but you got to give up Instagram and Facebook.
And you have Twitter and I keep Instagram?
No.
There's no negotiations?
There's no negotiations. Instagram and Facebook gone off your phone and out of your life. Accounts deleted. You get to keep Twitter.
No.
Okay, 72% of people said that they would give up Instagram and Facebook to wipe their debt clean.
No way.
No. Okay, what about would you shave your head to have your debt wiped out?
Yes.
You would.
And don't you dare get any ideas.
Listen.
Okay, you guys keep talking. I'm going to create a GoFundMe.
Okay, yes, please do. Listen, man, GoFundMe is the strangest thing in the world. For stuff that catches on that, you really could. 55% of people said that they would never go to their favorite restaurant ever again if they could wipe out their debt. What's your favorite restaurant, Mark?
Lucky. It's dim sum.
Right.
It's the one where every time I walk in, I go, the lights are so bright, dim sum.
I'm sure they love you in there.
I'd give that up.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you give up alcohol forever to have your debt wiped
clean? Wow, forever?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's like one cider a week, so that doesn't really count for me. I'm not a good drinker.
That's not the question I asked.
Would I give up alcohol?
Would you give up alcohol
forever?
Yeah,
100%.
I couldn't. I don't know if I could.
Me neither.
I couldn't. No way, man.
Me neither. There's no way.
Right?
There's
sangria counts as
liquor.
Because
how am I supposed to celebrate being debt-free if you take alcohol away from me?
Yeah. I mean, you do cheers with a glass of water?
Yeah. Like, it just doesn't fit with my life. Yeah. Right? It just doesn't work.
I changed my mind. I will not give up because I like sangria.
You wouldn't give up alcohol.
No.
So you would not give up sangria to have your $9,000 of your debt wiped out.
And sangria is my summer, man.
That's a tough call.
Sangria is my summer.
Yeah.
Like, I just like, then we're like, Matthew and I sit there and
I just picture,
silently and drink.
Yeah. I just picture.
Man, y'all have such a loving relationship.
You know what I mean? I just picture Maury just bald and drunk on sangria, debt free,
just absolutely miserable. So miserable.
Here we go.
The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Steve Aoki was in town yesterday. Steve Aoki visits Toronto a lot, multiple times a year. World famous DJ, producer, entertainer extraordinaire, all around nice guy, too. Every single time I've met and talked to Steve Aoki, he's been super, super chill.
Yeah, he's dope.
He's got a great documentary on his life on Netflix.
I haven't seen that yet. Is it worth watching?
Dude, it is so good.
Is it?
You know, yeah. One thing I learned Steve Aoki watching that documentary?
What's that?
Is that his dad is the creator, the guy behind Benihana.
Oh, yeah. How did I know that?
I had no idea.
Yeah, his dad's the Benihana guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his dad was like this super cool, chill, like stuntman, like all over, like race car driver. Like he was like, did everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Everything.
I know. It's pretty dope.
And Steve Aoki was in town promoting his new clothing line.
Oh, yeah. How do I get a clothing line, man? It's called Dim Mac. Is it cool more? Is it? Yeah, it's pretty dope. That's down at Saks Fifth Avenue. And the story with Steve Aoki is that I guess he's working with the Backstreet Boys. I'm curious to see what that's going to sound like. But
dope.
The only other Backstreet Boys story that I know of that really was any significant headline this year was when they said that they left a fart in a song. So the song was The Call. How does The Call go?
Remember the song?
Oh, yeah. But the story that when Howie was in the booth doing his part, he farted, and the producer left it in and took the fart and worked it into the beat.
Yeah, I guess that part.
Do you believe
the song.
That? Can you play that again?
To see if you can identify the fart?
Yeah.
This is a song that goes, listen, baby, I'm sorry.
Okay. No, I
can't tell.
That's ridiculous.
I can't hear. They covered that up real good.
So, Damn It, Maury was with Steve Aoki asking, I guess, Steve Aoki if he plans to add any other farts to Backstreet Boys music. Is that what
Steve
you thought?
Steve Aoki, babe, how are you?
Yo, what's up?
Okay, so now, are you working with the Backstreet Boys on a collaboration? That's the rumor. And the reason I ask is when they were in the studio recording The Call, Howie farted. Okay, and Max Martin left that in the mix. That recently came out. So what we're thinking is that if you are working with them, put in like a new fart and like, you know, pay tribute to the old fart.
Wow, I never recorded.
That's a
fart.
Lot of information,
but,
right?
Howie's a funny dude. Maybe we got to get a new fart from one of the other members. But they're all like funny dudes. And I think they would maybe do a group fart. I don't know. It could be cool. But yeah, we're in the studio. I've already been doing production on some ideas. I don't want to say too much about it because it's very early stages, but we are definitely working on music together.
Is this an exclusive?
You might be the first. I haven't really talked about this with anyone. Yeah.
All started with a fart.
It all starts with a very human thing that we all do. Yeah.
Also, the group fart is something that's lost on adults, right? The group fart, very much involved in your life when you're a kid.
The group?
Group farting.
Yeah, because you had to...
Like, you would hold it in, right?
So like, hard to coordinate, though, because, like, sometimes you're holding it in for a long time, man. And like, your belly starts hurting.
Like, I fully remember holding a fart to wait for my friend who we were having a sleepover until he had the fart so we could group fart.
Right.
I fully remember that.
But I
don't remember the last time I did that. Like, I don't remember the last time I shared a fart with a guy.
Don't run in here. We don't need you. We're not... Group farting together.
Like, it's like jorts. I know I used to wear jorts, but I don't remember when I stopped wearing jorts.
Maybe when John Cena started wearing jorts.
No, it was
and
before
then, like,
that.
Like, oh man, jorts are actually pretty cool now.
No, because I used to wear like the short ones. But I remember clearly.
What do you mean, like Daisy Dukes?
Yeah, because that's what guys wore. Nobody wore the jean shorts down to the knee. That was way later. You used to wear the high ones so you could see the pocket hanging down.
Hold on, what?
Okay, so imagine me in Acton. Okay, group farting with all my skid friends. We're all wearing cutoff jean shorts, so short that you can see the pockets.
Skinny ass, 6'2" teenage Ross.
And I had a red bandana tied around my bare thigh because that was also cool back then.
Long hair?
Of course.
Past the shoulders?
Way past the shoulders.
Like a beautiful lady.
Stop it. Stop it.
Sorry.
This is the Ross and Mocha Show
podcast.
Maury was all upset this morning.
Why?
Well, because we know Maury's turning 42.
What?
I'm joking.
That was this year, though, right?
Yeah. No, Maury, how old are you turning?
I'm going to be turning 40 on June 10th.
On June
what?
10th.
Same birthday as Judy Garland.
I thought we celebrated your birthday last month.
No, we did not.
Are you sure?
I would remember that one.
We had like a cake and everything. Did we sing you happy birthday?
If you threw me a raging party, I'd remember.
I didn't say raging.
So Maury was filling out. What did you have to fill out? You're filling out paperwork
for
something.
So now I can tell you. So I was filling out a rebate for tires.
Oh.
Exciting, man. Your life, I tell you.
You get
so
$70 back.
Okay.
So I was filling out a rebate for tires online, and one of the questions was your age, but they give you boxes to click.
Yeah.
Right.
And it was at that moment that I realized that I'm going to be switching boxes next year, and I'm 100% not ready to be switching boxes.
So Maury had to click
the
25 to 39, and now he's going to have to go to the 4 to 56 or whatever.
But how many times are you online and that you find yourself in a circumstance where you have to click a box for your age?
This is the first time, honestly, outside of signing up for a membership for something.
Yeah.
That I would have to do that.
Yeah. Twice. It shouldn't be a big deal.
But when you physically see that in front of your eyes on the screen...
Uh-huh.
When you see it, it's scary.
Well, no, because I don't think the problem, Maury, your problem isn't with this. So the options were 18 to 25 or 26 to 39, 40 to 55 or over 55. Now, I don't think that the problem that you have is that you're going to be clicking the 40 to 55 box. I think the problem that you have is when you see a box that says 26 to 39, you still feel that you are somewhere in there.
I'm young.
You know what I mean?
Closer to the 26.
I'm in the young box. I don't want to be in the old people box.
No, but I think that you don't even see yourself as 39. I think that when you see a box that reads 26 to 39, in your head, you are somewhere in there. You are in that world of 26 to 39.
I'm with the 26-year-olds.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, but you're not.
I don't want to be with the 40 and 50 year olds.
It's 40 to 55 is the next box.
So I'm literally in a brand new box next year, and that really hit home because I'm like 40.
Really,
like I saw the number in front of me.
What is the matter with turning 40 for
like,
you? I don't understand.
You're not.
I found in my dad's cedar chest.
It's not like you used to be a model or something. You know what I mean? Where you
have to I have taken pictures.
Like, I don't understand. Like, what is your problem with 40? You're married.
Because I remember when my dad turned 40.
So? Uh-huh.
And I found the birthday card I gave him for when he turned 40.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I can now give myself the same birthday card.
Right.
Why? What did it say?
It was just like,
you're 40? Happy birthday?
I drew the famous players logo and was like, big nose, big mustache, big smile or something, Frank Sherman.
Right.
And I was just...
Lordy, look who's 40. Right? You know what I mean? I just don't understand. It's not like you have this life where age is suddenly...
Age is important to me.
But what does that mean?
Because I remember when I wouldn't date any guy over 30.
Again, you're married?
I know, but I remember
that.
But now I'm like...
You're not on the prowl.
But also more, you've been over 30 for almost a decade now.
For 9 years.
Yes. So I don't know what the issue is with
40. Because I will no longer be in my 30s. Now, in theory, this is my midlife. Because people, how often do you live to 100? So 40 is your midlife.
Right. So what are you going to do? Cut the top off the Yaris and turn it into a convertible? Like...
Let your hair flow free.
Like what are you, like what's your midlife?
I have
plan?
No money for a midlife crisis.
No, that's true. But listen, man. Okay, you're turning 40, but you're in the right place in life. You got a fella who loves you.
I will say this though.
You got a good job. You're making some decent money.
I posted a photo from 10 years ago, and a lot of people commented saying that I haven't aged in 10 years.
Okay, there's a lot of liars out there, man.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5.
Hey, Mocha.
Yo, what up?
My name's Taylor. I want to know if your real name is Mocha.
It is.
No way.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's amazing. We literally had a wine and cheese party the other day, and somehow it came up in conversation, and we were Googling it, and like all this stuff.
Wow.
No way his name's Mocha.
Yeah. When was the last time you Googled yourself, Roz?
I don't.
You don't?
No. Nope.
Have you ever?
Yeah, I have before.
Yeah, just to see what's out there?
Yeah.
Or for fear that you may read something that somebody said.
No good can come from that.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you guys are pretty clean because we were Googling your name. So.
Yeah, like what comes up is the first thing that comes up is Roz Weston net worth.
Yeah.
And then the second
then
thing
the
that comes up.
Emoji.
No, and then the second thing that comes up is Roz Weston salary.
Yeah.
And then the third thing that autofills is Instagram, and then Roz Weston Cottage, Roz Weston Parents, because people think that I'm related to Galen Weston.
Uh-huh.
And then Roz Weston Twitter, Roz Weston Height, Roz Weston Brother.
Can you click on the one net worth?
Net worth. You want me to click on Roz Weston net worth?
Yeah.
Let me see if it's listed here. Hold on here. 1.2 million is what they say.
Damn,
says,
son.
Says, how rich is Roz Weston?
Oh,
Roz Weston's
God.
Net worth is $1.2 million. That's what...
It does not say that about me.
Hold on. Let's look it up on this site. More.
Have you ever Google imaged yourself?
No, I don't do that.
Well, that's embarrassing.
No, I don't.
Oh, no. Nothing shows up when you type in Maury Sherman.
Oh, no? There's no net worth?
No.
Oh, it would be written in red, I'm sure.
Hey, Taylor, thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good day.
Yeah, the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Have you started Christmas shopping?
Come on now.
I have not.
No. That's what Sunday's for.
Sunday?
Yeah.
Like this Sunday?
Yes, sir. I'll take care of it all on Sunday.
Oh.
Don't you worry.
My credit card got compromised.
I actually shouldn't say that. I have bought one Christmas present.
Oh, did you? For who?
For you.
No, you didn't.
I have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's so nice.
You're the only person I got something for so far. Sorry, Maury.
Really?
Maury's just lit up like it was Christmas morning just now. Yeah. Now that I think about it, I saw something that was so perfectly you, and I picked it up.
Aw, dude.
So I have started. Yes,
that's
I have.
That's so nice.
Sorry,
Maury. I know my wife started because we get Amazon boxes delivered to the house daily.
Yeah.
Amazon and Indigo. Daily. So Dan and Maury hit the mall yesterday, went to Yorkdale to talk to people about their Christmas shopping. And I don't feel as bad now that I didn't start yet.
Oh, no?
No. Okay. Because a lot of people, same boat.
Roz, don't be silly. You don't need a bow that big to cover me up. We're here in Yorkdale checking in on people's Christmas shopping. It's coming down to the crunch. And you know, it is the most stressful time of the year. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Mayor.
Mayor,
yeah, you got it.
Are you Christmas shopping? What's stressing you out? Do you love it? What's going on?
Mixed emotions. Oh. Stress because it's tough to find the best thing for that person, I guess, like, you actually care a bunch about. It's like, are they going to love it? Yes or no? Probably not. Then they put the smile on like they do. Do you have to get the friend's opinion before you buy? I remember last year spending like 2 hours on the phone with like a friend for something. I was like,
2 hours?
Man, wow. I don't have unlimited minutes.
All right, Christmas shopping. Have you started yet? How much more to go?
I finished my Christmas shopping.
Seriously? Well, how many people do you have to shop for?
Not many. I have a pretty small family and I'm pretty selfish, so not many.
Who is the hardest person on your list to shop for?
My dad. Because dads are always difficult to shop
dad's
for.
Dads are the worst.
Because they usually don't really need anything.
I actually have to shop for probably friends. I'm done family.
What is the worst gift you've ever gotten?
A coat that I hated. And I'm one of those people who can't hide their feelings. I said, oh, and then I was like, I love it.
So who is the worst person on your list to be shopping for?
My husband. He has everything. He has a small plane. Maybe I'll get him something for that.
How rich are you?
I'm not. No.
All right. What is the worst gift you've ever gotten?
A vacuum cleaner.
Did it suck?
It did. It sucked.
You just arrived at the mall. No bags in your hand.
None.
Are we starting our shopping?
We are starting our shopping today. I hate Christmas shopping. You know what? I like Christmas. I love the food. I love hanging out with my family. Mm. But I hate Christmas shopping with a passion. It burns my soul. It's like there's too much people. I feel like, let me get in the store and get what I need to get and get the out of there. I don't understand why people want to walk slow with their kids. I just seen a man over there. He had his kid in like a triangle push thing. And I'm like, dude, you're taking up the whole aisle, Bridget. Get out of the way. Like, what are you doing?
All right. So between these two, there's Roz, there's Mocha. What would you say if you had to buy them gifts, what are you getting them?
Roz, I get a scarf. Obviously, he looks good in a scarf, I suppose. And Mocha, I get him a nice hat.
I'd buy the white guy a yearly subscription to Tinder because he looks like one of those creeps from Tinder.
What?
I would buy the brown guy like a Toronto FC like scarf or something because he looks like a sports fanatic and I just feel, and he's repping the Toronto hat, so I feel like it would go with the whole flow.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Dan and Maury got one of those Google Home devices.
A what?
The at-home assistant where, much like Amazon's Alexa, yeah, and like Siri, where you...
Oh, okay. It's yeah.
You ask it a question, you say something, it responds to you.
Right.
Right? Like, hey, Google Home, play me the new song from Katy Perry.
Right. Now, and is then, it soft? Can you cuddle it or no? It's not one of those.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a device that's shaped like... What's it shaped like, Maury? I don't have one.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're in a soundproof booth.
Yeah.
You look like a mime right
Maury,
now.
Maury, just yes or no. Does it look like a twink or not?
No.
Oh, okay, never
looks
mind.
Looks like a hockey puck.
Oh, it looks like a hockey
puck. I have the Google Home Mini, okay. So it's a tiny little hockey puck.
It's a mini. So, Dammit Maury sent me this audio of him, like, having this conversation with Google Home. And I don't know. Actually, no, it's probably the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Oh.
The conversation going back and forth.
Sure.
Because Dammit Maury is just so desperate for any type of attention and affection at home.
Yeah, of course.
That he has to turn to Google Home that gives zero, much like Dan Matthew, gives zero F's about Maury's feelings.
Okay, I gotcha.
Hey Google, what's my name?
Your name is Maury.
Oh.
Hey Google, I'm going to bed.
Good night. I'll knock on wood that you sleep like a log.
Hey Google, am I sexy?
You're more put together than a perfectly organized spreadsheet.
Hey, Google, sing me a song.
Okay. Here goes. I'm singing a song. I'm your assistant, and I'm singing la 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 la. Wow.
Like, doesn't it, like, Maury's trying to get from Google Home the love and affection that he desperately wants from his husband, Dan and Matthew.
Were you alone last night?
Yeah.
Hey, Google, give me a hug.
I'm giving you a virtual hug right now.
Hey, Google, give me a real hug.
I wish I could give you a hug, but know that you have my support.
Hey, Google, are you happy to see me?
Yes, I'm glad you're back.
Hey, Google, are you single?
I'm married to my job.
Hey, Google, how about giving me a kiss?
So romantic.
Hey, Google, let's dance.
I'd like to, but you're the one with feet.
Hey, Google, you're my only friend.
This is perfect because you're my best friend, too.
Aww.
I'm pretty sure this means we can tell each other secrets now.
Oh, no.
Here's one of mine. I have a crush on Siri.
Hey, Google, tell me you like me.
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Hey, Google, ask me a question.
Take a deep breath. Here it comes. When are you taller? The morning or the evening?
The evening.
No, it's actually the morning. Would you like another question?
Yes.
What is Vietnam's capital? Hanoi, Bangkok, or Phnom Penh?
Bangkok.
Challenging question, and you got it wrong. Jeez. You should have said Hanoi. You can't know everything.
Hey, Google, I love you.
Aw, thanks. Anything I can help you with?
Well, I'm gonna go to bed now.
Sleep well.
Hey, Google, can I have a bedtime story?
I don't know any stories yet. You could try counting sheep.
Wow. Wow.
Like.
Wow. When he asked for a hug, and she's like, no, I can't.
I'm a machine, you idiot.
No, we're just like, that's like, you know, that's the most people react the same way to that question from you, right?
I know, but I just needed something to talk to.
It's so funny. We should have played a song that makes Maury cry under that. Oh, I know what song makes Maury cry. Turn this up for me for a second. I know exactly what song makes Maury cry. Now just remember all those times that you asked the machine at home to hug you and she said no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this song totally makes Maury cry. It's, what is this? God Only Knows by the Beach Boys.
Hey, Google, what's my name?
Your name is Maury.
Hey, Google, I'm going to bed.
Good night. I'll knock on wood that you sleep like a log.
Hey, Google, am I sexy?
You're more put together than a perfectly organized spreadsheet.
That's actually pretty cool.
Hey, Google, sing me a song.
Okay. Here goes. I'm singing a song. I'm your assistant, and I'm singing la 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 la.
She just had to throw in there the fact that she's still his assistant.
Yeah, we're not friends. La la la.
Hey, Google,
la.
Give me a hug.
I'm giving you a virtual hug right now.
That's all you get, man. Virtual hugs.
This is the Roz and Mocha Show
podcast.
Hello, Kiss 92.5. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Justin. How are you guys?
Good, Justin. What's going on with you?
Well, just at work. But I was listening last. I listen all the time. Big huge fan. I was listening last week, and you guys had mentioned The Babysitter on Netflix.
Yeah.
Robbie Amell. Yeah, love that movie.
Stupid fun.
Okay, yeah. So I was cruising through Netflix. Me and my buddies are like, you know what? I'm like, yo, I heard it on the radio. Let's check it out.
Yeah.
And it actually didn't turn out to be a pretty decent movie. I thought it was actually pretty funny, to be truthful with you.
It was funny.
It was hilarious.
Yeah.
And I just want to know if there's any other recommendations you guys could throw my way, because, like, I wouldn't have gave that a second look if you guys hadn't mentioned it, right? It just looks kind of cheesy on the programming, and I was like, why not give it a shot? These guys liked it, and it actually turned out really good.
Yeah.
Funny, right?
You ever seen Star Wars?
Of course I've seen Star Wars.
I don't know. You asked for recommendations, man.
both Rogue One and Force Awakens are available on Netflix.
I just throwing out some movies, man.
Hold on. Let me log into my account real quick, Justin, and let me see what is in my list
here. Do you watch shows?
I do, actually.
Have you watched Glow?
Glow.
Glow. Glow was so, no. Glow was so dope.
I just got a notification that my my membership's going up to $10.99.
Yeah, I got that too. Glow was Glow was so dope, dude. So Glow is about the Gorgeous Ladies of Wrestling, which they was a real wrestling league that they started in the 80s, like right at the height of Hulkamania. And in the show, it stars Mark Maron, who does a real popular podcast, and he's funny as hell. And also, okay. Who's the girl in Glow? What's that girl's name? But that's a real funny show. It's like it's about the female wrestling league in California in the early 80s.
Is it like awesome. A documentary or no. Is it like a show?
Yeah, but there is a documentary. But no, watch the show. Watch the show called Glow.
You're thinking of Alison Brie.
Alison Brie.
So it's very funny.
Yeah, Alison Brie and Mark Maron.
Okay.
That's a fun show and your wife will love it.
I was going to recommend Chocolate City.
What's Chocolate City?
It's the black version of Magic Mike. I watched it Saturday night.
Oh, so Maury recommends. Okay, so you've already done The Babysitter. You said you've already seen Star Wars, which was my first recommendation for a movie. And Glow is on your list. And then once you finish Glow, maybe get together and watch
Chocolate City,
and watch
baby.
Chocolate, and watch Chocolate City.
You know what? It's going to be tough to get me to watch Chocolate City. I'll tell the wife to watch it, and then she'll come in the room later.
Did you ever see Magic Mike, the first one?
I'm afraid I can't say I have.
I'll tell you this, dude. Honestly, the first Magic Mike was awesome.
Really?
Yeah, it's a Steven Soderbergh movie. Like, it's really good.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
and it's not. Don't watch part two because part two was terrible.
Oh, it's terrible.
Part two was awful. But Magic Mike, the first one, is just like a really good movie.
Okay.
And I know it sounds like I'm trolling you, Mocha. Did you like Magic Mike?
I have never seen Magic.
You've never
Mike.
Seen Magic
no,
Mike.
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. So what was that other movie, Maury? Chocolate City. Chocolate City.
Well, there you go, Justin.
I appreciate you guys to listen every morning. I appreciate you guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for listening, man. Take care.
Have a good day, buddy.
Roz and Mocha Q&A.
So this is the part of the podcast where we get to answer questions that you've asked on our Instagram feed at Kiss925.
Yeah, and we wanted to do this just so it's something new for people, and you guys get to be a part of the podcast as well. And so if you ask a question on the Ask Roz and Mocha section, those will pop up every now and then on Instagram. We'll pick somebody and get you to come on the podcast so you can actually ask your question. Then we can give you the answer maybe you're hoping for. Is somebody on hold right now?
Yes.
Who?
Her name is Alicia.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show.
I'm so excited to be on. I love your show.
There you go. What is your question for Ask Roz and Mocha?
Okay, so this is for Roz and Mocha, and I want to hear Janet Maury's answer.
Okay.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Oof.
Roz, go.
Okay, I've thought a lot about this. And I'm not going to do something boring like fly or invincibility because those are all boring things. So an actual like superpower, because I would like to go about my life still living my life. I've thought a lot about this.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'll tell you, it sounds really lame. Okay. But think of the power that I could have.
Okay.
So I used to say stopping time would be the ultimate superpower, where at any moment in time, I could just go stop and the world would stop and I could do whatever.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Look down Mocha's top. I could do all this other stuff.
Oh, you see my swole chest.
Yeah, I know. But I would like to be able to take polls whenever I want to.
Hold on.
Okay.
What?
Okay.
Take polls?
Like online polls?
No, not online polls. What I would like to, because I always thought years ago that it would have been amazing back in my single days to just cut down on all the guesswork. And I would say I would love to be able to walk into a bar and at that time just say, okay, before I even go to the bar and start, you know, getting into this, I need to know right now how many women in this room are into me. And then I would, and then
and like a number floats
and then,
above
yeah,
their head.
And like, and everybody would sort of get a halo over them. You know what I mean? I'm always just curious. Like I would be like, I would sit in a movie theater and I would just look to myself and go, who in this movie theater makes the most money? I'm just curious as to who in this movie theater makes the most money. And then,
oh, so
and
you
then,
wouldn't just do anything then, with that information afterwards. It's just having the information.
Yeah. But I could use that information for monetary gain, of course. Right. I would like to go to the horse track and say, you know, which horse is feeling the best today. And then the halo would pop up above the horse. And
because
you can't actually communicate with horses. But I would like to be able to pull things. You know, I would like be like not as like I don't want to say I'm Captain Stats, but
OK, Captain Stats
or Captain or Captain Pull, because that sounds equally ridiculous. But I would like to be able to do that. I'd like to know things. What would your superpower be?
Well, I was going to say, like,
right off the bat, you named like three things and then followed it up by saying that they were pretty boring. And I was going to say to fly, stop time, or to have super strength.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn it, Maury, how about you?
Oh, and I've thought about this too. I already know what it would be, and I have a name.
Which is?
And first of all, the superpower would be endless money. Like, I would never run out of money.
But that's not a superpower.
Like, if I needed money, boom, there's money.
But that's not a superpower. You would have to
to me,
be,
it seems like a superpower.
No,
to
no,
have
that,
money.
No, but that's not a superpower. Believe me, it is, Maury. But that's not a superpower to have unlimited money. You would have to then be invisible and steal money is what you would have to
but
do.
But I don't want to create theft. I just want to be able to have money just show up in my hand.
But that's not a superpower.
I think it is. If I go, I need $500. Boom, there it is in my hand.
Well, if you were good with your money, if you were amazing at managing your money, then you would have that money so that you could say, if I want $500 in my hand, boom, it's there, by just going to the ATM.
Yeah.
But I want to keep the name Captain Moneybags.
Right.
Oh, that would be your name?
Yeah.
Lame. How about you, Alicia, since we have you
like
on the phone?
That.
What would your superpower be?
Also, I already have Maury's superpower, by the way.
Boom, $500 right in your hand.
I wish.
So what's your superpower, Alicia?
No, so I actually am kind of lazy. So I was thinking to be able to move things with my mind.
Telekinesis?
Something like that, yeah.
Is that what that
yeah,
is?
Is that what it's
milk,
called?
The
yeah.
glass will just show up and the milk would pour?
Yeah, that's a good
exactly.
one.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, well, Matilda.
Hey, thanks so much for hanging out with us on the podcast.
Wait, Alicia, before I let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
You know what? My mom has a crush on Roz. I got to go with Roz.
Mm, oh. Say hi to your mother for me.
Thanks, Alicia.
Thank you.
All right. We'll get through some. You guys want to do a couple more questions
here?
Yeah. So this was from Ask Roz and Mocha on Instagram.
At Kiss925, by
the way. Kiss925. Claudia Naklaff says, you took a totally different career path. What would it have been? Mocha.
If I took a totally different career path, what would it have been?
Were you leaning in any sort of direction before you
absolutely
decided to get
not.
Into this?
Since no, I was 16 years old, this is all I ever wanted
that
to do.
It.
And this is the only thing I concentrated on. So if I did not get into radio broadcasting, I'd be screwed.
Okay, well, let's say that this all went away. Let's say there was no more radio. Let's say that there was no prospects of job. The industry completely changed. You got to start over. Where are you? What direction are you going in?
Personal trainer.
Really?
No,
but don't you have
know.
To get swole for that
I know,
first?
I know. Like I said, I'd be screwed.
Jeez.
I don't know. How about you?
Well, I was going to be two things before I got into this business. One was a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a great way to meet chicks.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I'd probably wind up being an architect because that's where sort of all my other passion in life
sure.
is and always has been, is designing houses.
Like George Costanza.
Like George Costanza. Yeah.
Valley Industries.
Yeah. How about you, David Maury?
Always my backup plan was subway driver.
Subway driver? That was your backup plan?
Yeah.
That's a union job. Those are
my
hard
life.
To get.
It's all I've ever wanted to do, but I always stare at the subway driver going, that's fascinating.
Wow.
All right. What other questions
do
you got?
You can keep only five possessions that you currently own. What are they? So they'd be five possessions that you currently
own. And everything else disappears.
And everything else in your life disappears, Maury.
iPhone?
Yeah.
Laptop?
Okay.
Television?
Right.
My car?
Yeah.
My credit card.
Not your wife?
That's not a possession, first of all, right?
Wow.
Okay, but I'm gonna give you a chance to go back and correct something, Mocha.
Why?
Okay, because you said everything else except your house.
Okay. I'll ditch the car.
Okay.
And I'll keep the house.
Yeah.
How about you?
I mean, as far as possessions go, definitely the house. Catherine would kill me if I said the TV. If I only got five things to keep and I kept the television,
yeah.
Catherine would leave me, so I'd lose that possession. my bank card.
Yeah.
Okay, so, oh man. Okay, so a computer, because I can do TV and everything on the computer. So
okay.
I'm going to say the house, a computer, I need my bank card.
Yeah.
And now, am I allowed to buy other things with my bank card or no? Okay, we'll get to that later.
I don't know.
My bank card, five possessions, the stove, and...
Well, yeah, I gotta eat.
Jeez. I'd keep one of Catherine's cameras for her.
Oh,
so she
nice.
Could keep two, and she, okay. she could still earn a living.
All right, damn it, Maury.
Okay, so we're gonna go with computer.
Yeah.
Favorite spoon?
The brown spoon?
That's what it's called.
First of all, that sounds like the worst name for a bar ever.
The fridge.
I'll meet you at the brown spoon.
Fridge.
Yeah. Overnight arrests at the brown spoon. You know that these are what the headlines for that place would be, right?
Biker gang arrested.
Yeah.
At the brown spoon.
Yeah.
That's so gross. Yeah. So gross.
Okay. So the brown spoon, the fridge.
Computer.
The computer. The what? The computer?
Computer and car.
And computer and car. What about the apartment?
Oh. Okay, get rid of the brown spoon and keep the condo.
But you know, other than that, the condo's going to be empty. It would just be you and Matthew naked sitting on the hardwood, right?
Dream come true.
Also, very similar to the brown spoon.
And there you go. All right, we'll post another Ask Roz and Mocha on our Instagram feed at Kiss925. We'll do that. Just keep checking back every now and then, all right?
Thanks for listening to the Roz and Mocha Show podcast.
Catch the guys live weekday mornings from 6 to 10
on Kiss 92.5.
Kiss925.com
or on the Kiss 92.5 app.